Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, what's going on? This is Thomas Nicholas. Welcome to the Metal Groove with your host, Tombstone, Josh. What's up, everybody? Welcome into a brand new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. What is up, my friends? Thank you guys so much for tuning in and checking out the show. My name is Josh, on tap for today's show. Hey, you wouldn't have rock and roll if you didn't have punk rock, baby, and that's what's on the docket for today's show. It's going to be a good one, man. I'm looking forward to it because this band right here, Blink-182, dropped two new songs to go along with their upcoming album that is going to be releasing coming up next month in October. Well, depends on when you're hearing this episode. But they got a brand new album coming out soon. Two songs just dropped to go with the one song they dropped way earlier called Edging. But this is two new songs. We're going to talk about those today, review them a little bit. But also, we're going to be talking about new songs by POD and a new song that just released today as of the recording of this episode by Sum 41. I thought they phoned it in, man. I thought Sum 41 was dead, but they are not. I know they're on their way out, but it's cool that they're still kicking out new tunes. We're going to be talking about that one as well as a bunch of other things. And then since we're in the punk-themed episode, I have an article that I want to share with you guys. And then just keeping with the Blink-182 topic, I'm going to be giving my top 10 Blink-182 songs. Haven't done a top 10 episode in a long time. So stay tuned, man. Strap it in. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me, man. While we're here, please hit that like and subscribe button, man. Join us here at the Thrill Me Podcast Network. We have all tons of fun, all kinds of awesome shows, all kinds of merch, all kinds of things that you could be doing with here. It is spooky season, which means we have Spooktacular coming up. So there's going to be special episodes all across the spectrum. I believe me and my brother, Mr. Review It Rob, will be doing a very special Spooktacular edition of WBRO, which we just released one of those last week as well, talking about our terrible football teams, and all kinds of other things, man. So we kind of keep our random conversation over there. And so check it out, man. Check out WBRO on the Thrill Me Podcast Network, along with all the other phenomenal shows that we have kicking over there, man. So let's dive right into this episode. Let's go ahead and talk about these two songs that were just released by Blink-182. From strangers into brothers. All right, so the first one that we're going to be talking about today is this song called One More Time. It has a very classic, kind of reserved, calm feel. Not that normal punk, fast-paced, in-your-face kind of vibe that Blink-182 puts out there. Although they've had a couple songs that's been reserved in the past. This one kind of has that kind of just kind of has a cool vibe about it, man. I really dig it. I love the story that they're telling here as well about, you know, how they fell apart, but then they brought that brotherhood back together. Maybe they're not exactly happy about how it happened, whether it was one of them being sick or one of them chasing things in the sky, as the lyrics here you will see. It just talks about them coming back together, man. It's a very touching story. I love it, man. They're definitely better as them three together. It's really cool. Another thing which should be kicking off here in a second is I always think of awesome music videos when it comes to Blink-182, and this one touches on some really cool timestamps with scenes or maybe backdrops of past music videos or places they've played or shows that they've been a part of that I think is really cool, man. So, and the first thing that comes to mind for me with this song is Smile. The song makes me want to smile. The music video makes me want to smile. I absolutely love it, man. I think it's a great song. Very cool. Tell me what you guys think about it. All right, next one up on the docket is this one called More Than You Know. There we go. This is kind of that classic old school sound that you expect from Blink-182. That kind of fade-in makes it sound like it might be coming off of that One More Time song, like maybe they're back-to-back on the album. There's that sound, just that bass thumping, drums kicking it, punk pace Blink-182 that I love personally. Such a good voice. This dude's always had such a killer voice, man. I've always enjoyed his singing. There we go. Punching right in, man. So This is what I'm talking about. This is what I like. I love this song already, and you know, it might even make an appearance in my top 10 Blink-182 songs because it kind of just gives you that. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah, really, really good song, man. I love it. I love that punk pace to it. Classic Blink-182. Got Mark and Tom. You know, they're singing back and forth on each other. It's cool. Travis absolutely crushing it on the drums as always, man. So, this song, awesome, man. I really like this one. I like this one better than the other one, I think, even though that one tells a cool story, man. What do you guys think? All right, next, what we're going to be listening to is a new song by POD featuring Randy Blythe from the band Lamb of God, which Lamb of God is a phenomenal metal band. These two coming together is really cool to me. We're going to be checking out that song in a second. But man, what is this, man? We're going to be talking about Blink-182, POD, and Sum 41 all dropping new songs this week on the show. One, that's super cool because I love all three of those bands. But this feels like I'm 20 years old again, man. But I guess the great ones persevere, they make it through, and they keep kicking it. So let's check out this new one right here called Drop by POD. All right, let's check out this brand new POD called Drop. Comes. Definitely bringing that heavy, man. Old school POD used to bring the heavy, man. Nice. I hear this new album that's going to be coming out with this song on it is supposed to be a heavy album, especially considering who they're featuring on the album as well. Radio in the stream, but kind of gives me Frankenstein from Transylvania vibes, or fire bag. Yes, nothing fancy, nothing special, definitely heavy. So I'm invested. I'm stoked. I like this one a lot, man. This one's cool. All right, last but not least, and wrapping up this quadruple music review section of the show, which is kicking off the episode this week, is going to be Landmines by Sum 41. And I greatly appreciate you guys sticking through this. If you can't tell, I'm doing this one from the mobile studios. I'm in the van right now. It's work time, but I had a break in my day, and I thought, hey, what better than to talk music with you beautiful people and review these four songs, which is going pretty well, man. It's an interesting way to kick off the episode this week, but I wanted to knock them out. And we're going to be finishing up here with Sum 41. Now, this is going to be a fresh listen. I haven't heard this one yet, so if I don't talk as much during it, that is why. But my brother, Mr. Review It Rob, sent me over the link. I hadn't seen it posted anywhere. And excited to check it out, man. Last couple things Sum 41's put out has been nice and heavy, kind of give you that metal vibe. And so I'm stoked to see where this one goes, man. Especially since it's kind of like winding down their career, you know, because you kind of heard that story of this is the end for them, you know, after this tour, after this album, they're gonna be wrapping things up. So let's check this song out. All right, here we go. That's some skateboarding. That's cool. That kind of like a callback to them. They're a very skateboardy kind of group. Kind of poppy, not exactly what I was expecting. Pop punk, kind of like Into Deep, that kind of era of the band, kind of poppy. I wasn't expecting this. Very hooky chorus. That's something you can always count on with Sum 41, is they got that pop, they got that hook. Very interesting video, very cool video, kind of callback to their teenage years when they were just causing trouble, being misfits. Look at Zumo on the drums, killing it, boy. Love Zumo. Okay. I can kind of hear the crowd going along with this. Okay. I mean, it's okay. It's not what I would expect. It's not exactly what I like whenever I think of Sum 41. It's not too shabby. Kind of like Maria Rob said, not too shabby. Okay. So there you have it, four songs, hot, fresh off the presses, reviewed by me, which I know is a very weird way to kick off an episode, but that's how I wanted to do this week's show. I wanted to talk about three bands that I enjoy that just all released new songs and extend that branch out to you guys so I can find out what you thought of those songs as well. I believe I'm leaning a little bit more towards the POD as my favorite of the whole group. But let me know which one of those that you guys like. Throw it in those comments below. And hey, be a friend, tell a friend. Share this episode out to your friends so we can find out which one of those was their favorites as well. All right, moving on in the show and sticking in that universe of punk music, I'm going to bring up a list from Loudwire detailing 7 drummers that are overqualified for the bands that they play in. But I do want to talk a little bit about punk rock music as a whole, as a genre, and maybe a little bit about punk rock drumming. If you're new to the show, first off, hi, hello, my name is Josh. I am a drummer. I talk to drummers occasionally on the show about their style, about their kits, about, you know, their influences, where they started, all those things like that. I talk about my drumming on the show a lot, what I'm learning, what I'm doing. It's a part of my life, and I love to share that with you guys because it makes me extremely happy. I feel like a very solid backbone in rock and roll history has always been drumming. If you have a great drummer, you can potentially have a great band. If you have a great band with an okay drummer, that brings the band down a notch. So the drummer is the backbone. It's solid. It's a very integral, important piece of rock music. Now, punk rock music, for example, is nothing fancy. There's nothing flashy about drumming in a punk rock band, but it does take a lot of aggression, takes a lot of stamina, a lot of attitude, and a whole lot of heart, man. That's one thing about punk rock music is that you can feel it. For example, like if I was to sit down behind a drum kit and I'm getting that punk rock mindset, whether it's writing or playing, I can't fake my way through it. I have to put everything I have into those songs. I have to put my blood, sweat, and tears because you're going to bleed, you're going to sweat, and if sweat gets in your eyes, you're going to cry, right? No, I'm just... But punk rock is very energetic. There's no hold barred. It's a very aggressive style of music that's been breaking the rules since its inception. Punk rock music's been around since the 70s is about the earliest that I can find, but it's always been about rebellion. It's always been about getting a group together, just pumping your fists all for the same cause. It's just a very aggressive style of rock music, which is normally about something political, something childish sometimes is in the lyrics, but it encompasses everything that involves emotion, bringing you together on a topic that we can all relate to. So it's built around fast tempos, short durations, and minimal instrumentation. Pretty much saying easy peasy, get in, get out, make your point. And that's punk rock drumming in a nutshell, man. That's punk rock music as a whole. We don't need these really long songs. We don't need nothing fancy. We don't need like Tom Sawyer or anything going on. It's just kind of these quick beats on top of eighth notes. Your kick drum, snare, sloshy hi-hats, that's pretty much all you need. If you bring energy and passion to the project, all you need is about 3 drums, man. You're good to go. All right, so some of the standouts of early punk rock music are bands like the Sex Pistols, Black Flag, The Clash. Some people think of punk drumming as similar to regular rock and roll drumming, just way faster. Especially as you progress throughout the years, punk rock has become more aggressive. It's become more extreme, especially if you get into other sub-genres of punk, like hardcore. By the 1990s, a new style of punk came along called pop punk. Specifically here in the United States, it blew up, especially among teenagers. It became very, very popular, very mainstream. Mainstream is a bad word when you think about punk rock music because they take it very seriously. Like, if you become mainstream, you're not a part of our club anymore. That kind of thing went down with Green Day in the 90s, which is kind of like a double-edged sword because Green Day got a lot of shit for it, but it did bring a lot of punk to the forefront. So some of them older bands started to get popular again, which I know a lot of them didn't care about, but that's the truth. That's how some people found out about these old bands is because of popular punk music. A lot of the successful pop punk bands that are still going today, like Blink-182 that we're talking about this week, but also Green Day, Sum 41, and The Offspring. There is beauty in the simplicity of punk rock drumming. It's always fun. I don't think you're going to sit behind a drum set pissed off, although that's kind of what they're putting forth with punk rock. But I mean, whenever you're playing these songs, it's very fun. You're using all of your energy. You're getting your blood going. You see the crowd kind of like chanting along, pumping their fists along with you. punk rock music's very, very fun to play. I'm going to link that video for the drummers that are overqualified for their positions in the description for this video, so you guys can check it out. It has some of these drummers that are doing solos, or they're doing, you know, just fancy rudiments, or they're doing specific parts of songs that are very intricate. But some of my all-time favorite punk drummers are Trey Cool, Marky Ramone, Josh Fries, and Topper Hedden, and of course, Travis Barker, which, speaking of Travis, is going to tie this whole thing back together, put a nice little bow, and bring us front and center back to where the episode started for this week. We talked to Blink-182 at the beginning of the episode, reviewing two of their songs. So it did this kind of nice little full circle here. If you've lived under a rock your whole life, Blink-182 is an American rock band formed in California in 1992. Their current and best known lineup consists of Mark Hoppus, Tom DeLonge, and Travis Barker. After years of independent recording and touring, including stints on the Warped Tour, the group signed with MCA Records. Their biggest albums are Enema of the State, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, and saw considerable international success with songs like All the Small Things, I Miss You. They all became hit singles and MTV staples. Blink-182's straightforward approach and simple arrangements, which helped initiate pop punk's second mainstream rise, made them popular among generations of listeners worldwide. So that's just a brief history about the band. I'm going to give my top 10 Blink-182 songs right now. But first, I said right now, but then I said first. But anyways, I'm a big fan of Blink-182. I have videos in the past. I have Funko Pop collections. I have a couple Travis Barkers, and I have the trio of the band. If you want to see those videos, you can go back and check those out on our Thrill Me Facebook. Thrill Me Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube pages. You can find the links to those videos. And they'll be right there. And check those bad boys out, man. Let me know what you guys think about those. But I am a giant fan of Travis Barker. He has always been either at the number one or the number two spot on my list of all-time favorite drummers, man. It fluctuates back and forth on who is my favorite. I did an episode with my top five drummers, but it's always changing, man. Something that stands out to me whenever I'm trying to pick my favorite all-time drummers is somebody that I can't quite tell what the heck they are doing. So like, if I listen to somebody and I'm like, okay, I see what you got going on there. Okay, simple enough. I got it. That's not going to be somebody that is going to garner. I mean, like Phil Rudd, for example, there is nothing special about what he plays, but I still respect him as a drummer and his longevity and what he's done for rock and roll history. But Travis Barker is one of those guys that, man, some of the things he does, and especially in these songs that I'm about to list, man, I fall in love with some of his rudiments and some of the things that he does behind the drum set. So let's go ahead and talk about my top 10 Blink-182 songs. All right, diving into this list right now, we're going to throw out a couple honorable mentions. First off, we're going to give Matt some due, man. He was in the band for a little while. He did a great job stepping in for Tom while he was gone. And one of those songs that really stuck out to me is a song called Cynical. So that was going to be my first one on the list of honorable mentions. But we're also going to talk about a song like Dumpweed, which is phenomenal, classic, absolute fun song to say. Stockholm Syndrome is another one of those good ones, kind of a deep cut. Fantastic Drumming is a forefront of why I love this particular song, but there's a song called Not Now. Another honorable mention is going to be a song like Anthem Part 1 and Anthem Part 2. I feel like those go together beautifully. I love and enjoy each one of those songs big time. And yeah, I think those are some good honorable mentions. Let me know if there's any deep cuts that maybe I don't list that you guys like. But let's go ahead and kick this bad boy off at number 10. And it's from the first Blink-182 album that I, you know, owned. One that I listened to all the time. So these songs are going to stick out to me the most. And one of my absolute favorites is a song called Rock Show. Killer song, great hook. Check it out. Hanging out behind the club on the weekend, acting stupid, getting drunk with my best friends. I couldn't wait for the summer and the Warped Tour. I remember it's the first time that I saw her there. She's getting kicked out of school. coming in at number 9 is a fun one, pretty much because of the lyrical content to go along with this one, especially when you think about all the things that Tom is interested in his side life and all of his hobbies and things like that. Also, going back, thinking about how to pick a top 10 Blink-182 songs, kind of tough. A lot of their songs sound very similar. Lyrical content's always funny, always changing. The hook, the riff is always different, but it really feels like the backbone of these songs is pretty much the same. So picking a top 10 is tough because I do love a ton of their songs, especially this one in particular. It's kind of maybe a deep cut, maybe not a deep cut. I feel like a lot of people don't bring this one up, but it's a song called Aliens Exist.
The creatures from above, you used to read me stories as if my dreams were boring. We all know conspiracies are dumb. What if people knew that these were real? Leave my
I'm going to try and work through this as quick as I possibly can. Let's kind of use that punk rock song method and just blast through these bad boys. So coming in at number 8 is going to be a song called Every Time I Look For You.
But this answer begs that question. Too blind to see tomorrow. Too broke to beg or borrow. Young and stupid. Left wide open. Hearts are wasted. Lives are broken.
Next on the list is one that I feel like is kind of a deep cut. I definitely don't hear people bring this up, but this one sticks out to me just for the drum work alone. What Travis is doing in this song is just chef's kiss, man. So much fun.
Number 6 on this list is another one of those classic songs to me that comes from that album that I just absolutely love. And it's a song called First Date, man. It's so much fun. The video is awesome. I love the chorus. I love everything about this song, man.
The way to pick you up on our very first date. Is it cool if I hold your hand? Is it wrong if I think it's Linda Dance? Do you like my stupid hair? Would you guess that I didn't know what you wear?
Next one on the list is one that I really enjoy just because of the way the vocals go back and forth. I mean, we have one guy on the chorus, we have one guy on the verse, and then just kind of that jamming section of the song is just kind of just head pumping, just a ton of fun, man. And it's Stay Together for the Kids.
So here's your
Alright, moving on through this bad boy, let's get on to the next song that I super duper just adore this song. The way the vibe is, it just kind of starts calm, gets frantic, has all these awesome elements of music just going on, and that's a song called Man Overboard.
So much more than I wanted, and for so much more than I needed, and time keeps moving on and on and on.
Getting down to the nitty-gritty, man. Hitting the top 3 at number 3 is going to be an all-time classic with that bomb-ass intro, and that's Damn It.
Damn
Coming in at number two is a song that stands out amongst the crowd, I guess is a good way to say it, man. It does something different. It's not your typical Blink-182 sound. I particularly love the way Travis is just absolutely crushing it all, doing all these different things on the drums, whether it's a rim shot, hi-hat, ride, just all kinds of different things he's doing, man. But this song is beautiful, and there's really nothing else I can say about it, man. But check this song out. It's Adam's song. We've arrived at the mountaintop of my Blink-182 top 10 songs. And this is the first song I think of when I think of Blink-182, man. All the hits they've had along the way, just this song, this video, everything about it is just Blink-182 encapsulated perfection, awesomeness. And that song is called What's My Age Again? Absolute banger. So much fun. I love this song.
About the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still more abuse my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Then later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy.
Okay, there it is. My top 10 Blink-182 songs. It fit. It kind of went hand in hand. They put out two brand new songs that I got to review this week. I haven't done a top 10 list episode in a long time, so it just kind of worked out, man. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like I always say, if there's a song that you love that I missed, I'm sorry. Please let me know what it is down in those comments below. Let me know what your top 10, maybe top 5, maybe just top 3, or just your favorite Blink-182 song of all time. Let me know if you're going to go out and see them on tour. If they come close, I might go see them. I don't know if they're one of those bands that I feel like I have to get out there and see. But I appreciate them. I love everything they've done for rock music. Travis Barker's, like I said earlier, is just one of my all-time favorite drummers. Absolute fun band. Absolute fun episode, man. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, sticking it out, hanging out with me this week. Metal Groove Podcast, man. Thank you guys so much. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Check out Thrill Me Podcast Network across all social media platforms. You can find all of our shows wherever you listen to podcasts. And we greatly appreciate the support, man. So until next time, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe, but most importantly, stay metal. See ya.